Good evening. Today, December 26th, the day after Christmas, a lot of people spend a lot of time reflecting. The kids reflect upon the toys they've gotten, you know, playing with their toys. Families reflect on the time they spent with each other. And I guess most of us are probably still full from the dinner that we ate last night. But this is also a time of the year where we're brought, you know, face to face with the reality that many people don't have all these things that we enjoy. You know, most people are sad and lonely and hungry over the holidays. And there have been, and a lot of people make a big deal about the charities and the charities that they give to remedy this situation. And certainly, I'm not trying to discourage giving to the poor. In fact, that's one of the most important things that we can do, and it's what Christ himself did and taught others to do. It's very admirable. But the Lord also says in Matthew 26:11 that the poor will always be with us, and that's something that we can't change, even no matter how hard we try. And if you would turn to 1 Corinthians 13, And what is mentioned there is something that we can control. And if you would, look to verse 3. And we're going to discuss largely the summary of these verses, but I want to pick out this one part of verse 3, and it says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, but have not love, it profits me nothing." So even if we were to give all of our goods that we had, even all the presents that we got this year, to the poor, and we didn't do so in love, it would profit us nothing. And if you look to verses 4 through 8 or so, and we're not going to read the whole portion because we don't have time tonight, but you'll find that every attribute that is listed in those verses cannot be accomplished through selfish means. It talks about patience and long-suffering, not being rude. But you can't accomplish those things if you're acting in a selfish manner. And so, now we are going to read the verses 1 through 3. And it says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing." So it not only, this idea of acting through love does not only apply to giving to the poor, but it also applies to our faith and every aspect of our lives. So, and as I said before, acting through love is acting in a selfless or a not selfish manner. And if we do act in a selfish manner, we're scorning the very act, the ultimate gift of selflessness, and that is the gift that Christ bestowed upon us when he gave his life for us. And it doesn't matter, like we learned in verses 1 through 3, it doesn't matter if we believe that he died for us. It doesn't matter if we know that through any evidences that we have that he did exist. And it doesn't matter if God himself gives us the gift of prophecy that we are able to move mountains through our faith. If we do not have our actions, if they are not animated by that very act of love that he came to this earth for, then what we have done, even moving mountains, is nothing. It's worth nothing. So in light of what the season that we just concluded, I'd like to remind everyone that it doesn't matter what you got for Christmas. It doesn't matter what you gave to others. If you're only worried about what those gifts, and much more than that, I mean, forget about Christmas. If you act in a way that's selfish in any way, you're scorning the very gift that Christ gave to you. And if you're sitting in the audience tonight, it does you no good just to sit there. Even if you listen to every lesson that I or anybody else from this pulpit preaches, if you can quote the whole Bible but don't take it to heart, it's not going to profit you anything, and you're not one step closer to heaven. So if you are in that state and you have not obeyed the gospel tonight, I would encourage you to take that first step and start acting in a way that's not for yourself, but act towards a way that Christ instructs you to, and that is to obey his gospel and to become baptized. Or if you have strayed from the path and you have started to act in a selfish manner and you've forgotten the gift that Christ gave to you and you have forgotten the way to follow Him, I would encourage you to come tonight and come to us and declare your sins as we stand and sing.